With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Governor Scott Walker says Wisconsin needs to grow its workforce in order to fill the open jobs in the state. Ken Kroll has more.
Speaking at the Grow North Regional Economic Development annual meeting at Nicolet College, Walker says the state's unemployment level is historically low and jobs are being left unfilled. He says they've worked to improve funding for schools, have worked to get people away from government support, and improve job prospects for people with disabilities. But he says the best way to attract talent and potentially more businesses is to use the model used by the Department of Tourism. Bring them here, and they will like it and stay. Walker says the analogy from the Field of Dreams works here.
Going back to that, if you build it, they will come. If you want businesses to come, if you want businesses to grow, if you want businesses to prosper, we got to have a workforce. So besides the education and training of our own, besides getting more people off the sidelines and into the game, part of it's not just grow Wisconsin, grow north, but go north.
Governor Walker says another group they're looking to get into the workforce are veterans.
Our third specific target for potential employment in the state are veterans, retiring military personnel and their families. Particularly active duty, people who've moved around a bunch of times in the past and are, right as they're coming to the end of their career in the military, are trying to decide where they're going to go, because they're probably not going to move again. And you can all help us on this, because most people in this state, let alone across America, don't know this. We are the number one state in America for veterans benefits. Let me repeat that. We are the number one state in America for veterans benefits.
Walker says the Northwoods has received 25% of all the broadband grants that the state has given. He says that high-speed internet is critical for businesses and tourism to grow. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Millions of migratory birds have flooded into Wisconsin in the last week, and more are on their way, so bird lovers will want to grab their binoculars. Ryan Brady, a conservation biologist with the DNR and bird monitoring coordinator for the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative, says migration is catching up thanks to warmer south winds.
We're seeing the first orioles and rose-breasted grosbeaks, a few hummingbirds here and there. The warblers are coming back. Some of them will just be passing through. Others are already starting to sing on their nesting territories. The loons are happy that the lakes are opening up, and seen a lot of loons just in the last few days. Even though it looked like we might be well behind for the month of May, we've actually caught up pretty well.
Brady says to keep your bird feeders out and have the hummingbird and grape jelly feeders ready. He says provide orange halves and jelly for Baltimore Orioles, sunflower seeds for rose-breasted grosbeaks and indigo buntings, and sugar water for hummingbirds. He says sparrows have also come back in force, so sunflower seeds or millet are helpful. He says to be sure to keep your feeders clean and be mindful of bear activity in your area. He says this is the first wave of migratory birds, and a second one will be arriving soon. It's not often we get to do a shout-out to a WXPR Public Radio listener, but we have one from Ironwood who made her mark in a major athletic race on Saturday. Ironwood's own Anna Moy captured the women's division of the Red Bull 400 race held for the first time at Copper Peak Ski Flying Facility. The energy drink company says it's the toughest 400-meter race on the planet. Moy bested a large field to claim the women's division title. She tells us what it was like transitioning from the 300-foot-high hill to the even steeper 26-story-high ski jump.
Right when you get onto that ramp, like I was like breathing like really, really hard, like gasping and like making it very audible. But again, it's a short enough race where I feel like I didn't like totally hit a wall like I would do in a long race.
She says it was a tough climb.
I think once I passed people right before I got to the ramp, I was like, okay, I'm in first, and I know, you know, if I can just push through for these few hundred or this last 100 meters, I got it. So,
okay. Moy, a nutritionist at Aspirus Ironwood Hospital, enjoys running half marathons as well as biking and cross country skiing. At the hospital, she listens to WXPR radio during the day. As Milwaukee gets more excited about the opening of the new $524 million home for the Bucks, some people will be looking for a job. Bonuses and severance packages have been approved for full-time workers by the Bradley Center Board of Directors. Bradley Center President and CEO Steve Costello is anticipating about 12 to 14 of the 50 front office and administrative staff members will have jobs at the new arena. Our forecast for tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening hours, mostly cloudy with a low around 49. For tomorrow, sunny at a high near 72. Tomorrow night, clear with a low around 44. Renee is next with the Northwoods Cafe. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.